Drake is suing his own record label, but the actual lawsuit is full of lies.
The way Drake manipulate the rules to his benefit in this instance, I don't really know what to label it other than insanity.
It's already 2025 and Drake is still stuck on the ass-whooping Kendrick Lamar gave him last year. Since then, Kendrick has pivoted to a stadium tour with SZA and a history-making Super Bowl halftime show, while Drake is trying to sue his way to victory. On January 15th, 2025, Drake filed a federal lawsuit against Universal Music Group, accusing his own record label of endangering his life and reputation. Drake might be the first rapper to try and sue his way out of a battle, but what's even wilder is that the substance of the lawsuit is straight up lies. That's why we're doing an emergency full-scale breakdown on Drake's insane 81-page defamation case against UMG. What are the actual details behind Drake's case against his label? Is Drake really serious about being in fear for his safety? And what about the straight up cap that his lawyers state in the paperwork? We've even spent hours combing through every detail of the full 81-page lawsuit, including consulting with legal experts to determine why Drake is choosing to sue UMG and not Kendrick Lamar. Is Drake really just afraid of more smoke, or is there actually a more calculated strategy behind him not targeting Kendrick? We've even compiled every reaction to Drake's defamation lawsuit, from streamers to influential rappers, to figure out what's next for Drake. Is this the end of his career, or is this lawsuit his final chance to clinch a much-needed W?
But the fact that he just has not handled any of this well since Not Like Us dropped, it's really sad, man.
So to start, what does the lawsuit actually accuse UMG of? The Drake lawsuit is crafted as an explicit response to Kendrick Lamar's so-called Song of the Summer, Not Like Us. Since it dropped, Not Like Us has smashed record after record, becoming the most streamed diss song ever and pulled in a gang of Grammy nominations, including Record of the Year. In the suit, Drake claims that UMG put his life and reputation at risk because they distributed and promoted Kendrick's diss record. Overall, Drake is accusing his record company of defamation, harassment, and payola. The term payola more specifically means that UMG is accused of artificially boosting the popularity of Not Like Us through, quote, deceptive business practices. Drake and his legal team are saying that UMG used bots to juice the streaming numbers of Not Like Us and make the song seem way more popular than it actually was. But the most dramatic allegation that Drake made is that UMG made Not Like Us go viral, even though the song accuses him of being a, quote, criminal pedophile. Drake even claims that Not Like Us encourages fans to resort to vigilante justice against Drake, and that UMG essentially threatened his personal safety by doing business with Kendrick. And while Kendrick isn't signed to UMG, he does license his music to them so they can distribute it to the masses. Drake, on the other hand, is signed to a division of UMG called Republic Records. Drake's lawsuit essentially says that UMG pulled out all the big guns to support Kendrick Lamar during the beef, and they went above and beyond in order to tip the scales in Kendrick's favor. In fact, the lawsuit explicitly says that UMG, quote, unleashed every weapon in their arsenal, including certain business practices that are unlawful. Basically, Drake's saying that not only UMG pulled hard for Kendrick, but that they broke the law in order to give Not Like Us as much backing as possible. But what's even crazier is that Drake insists that Not Like Us had real-world consequences, and that UMG should be held responsible for fans allegedly taking the beef too far.
And breaking news out of Canada, rapper Drake's mansion is at the center of a shooting investigation right now.
Drake's lawsuit references a violent incident that took place on May 7th of 2024, just days after Not Like Us dropped. The suit says that an armed group drove up to Drake's home in Toronto and a gunman opened fire, wounding Drake's security guard. The suit also blames Not Like Us and UMG for another incident that happened the very next day, where an intruder dug a hole under Drake's security fence with his bare hands. That's impressive. The suit even points out that while Drake has been in the public eye for nearly two decades, nothing remotely like these events have ever happened to him or his family. Drake says that these incidents are not coincidental and are a direct result of UMG promoting Not Like Us. The lawsuit even claims that Drake is in constant fear for his safety and that he was forced to pull his son out of elementary school because of threats like these. The case even referenced Kendrick's Not Like Us cover possibly influencing attacks on his home because it implies that Drake has sex offenders living at his house. But things get even messier when it comes to allegations about why UMG would sabotage one of their own artists. this. Drake claims that UMG promoted Not Like Us in order to devalue Drake's music and brand. The lawsuit even confirms rumors that Drake's contract with UMG is up for negotiation in 2025 and alleges that UMG used Not Like Us in order to hurt Drake financially and get him to sign a weaker record deal. But UMG didn't take these allegations lightly. They fired back right away, calling Drake's claims untrue and illogical, and that Drake was weaponizing the legal process to silence an artist's creative expression while trying to punish UMG for distributing Kendrick's music. Basically, UMG is saying that Drake is being shady as fuck for trying to sue the label just because they agreed to do business with his rival. UMG even stood 10 toes down by saying that they've supported Drake's music for years and that it doesn't make sense for them to suddenly switch up and try to destroy everything they built together. Quote, "We've invested massively in his music, and our employees around the world have worked tirelessly for many years to help him achieve historic commercial and personal financial success." Basically, what they're saying is, chill the fuck out. We made you in the first place, so why would we spend all that money just to tear you down? Drake is accusing the industry of betraying him and putting his life at risk. Also, he'd lose bargaining power when it comes to re-up his contract. But there's some pretty huge factual errors in Drake's case.
Do you think that this brings about a better Drake?
I think Drake is done. I think on the path he's going, he's done.
While Drake's lawsuit might have made headlines, a lot of fans were understandably skeptical about his accusations. While Not Like Us is easily the most successful diss record to come out of Drake's beef with Kendrick, Drake himself aired plenty of salacious accusations during his own diss songs. In Family Matters, Drake questioned the percentage of Kendrick's children and claimed that Kendrick was abusive towards his partner, Whitney Alford. And in The Heart Part 6, Drake mocks Kendrick and claims that he was sexually abused as a child. Fans pointed out that while Kendrick took plenty of heat from Drake, he didn't use lawsuits to try and change the outcome of the battle. He just made more music. But when you dive deeper into the actual text of these lawsuits, you start to see that Drake's lawyers seem to be lying their asses off. There's plenty of straight-up factual errors that make Drake's lawsuit much harder to take seriously. For example, Drake's lawyers claim that Kendrick Lamar is from Oakland when he famously repped Compton, California his entire career. They reference the line from Not Like Us where Kendrick raps, "You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop." By painting Kendrick as being from Oakland, Drake's legal team is clearly trying to make Kendrick's supposed Oakland connections seem way more of a present threat to Drake's life. In sidebar to Drake's lawyers, that was an easy one. Y'all could have just used Google, but, you know, whatever. The lawsuit also falsely claims that Kendrick tried to attack Drake's Jewish heritage and Not Like Us. His lawyers reference the time Kendrick rapped, quote, "You a fucking colonizer," alleging that Kendrick was encouraging vigilante violence. But if you actually listen to the song, that's not the case. In Not Like Us, Kendrick clearly draws a connection between Drake allegedly exploiting Atlanta rappers like 21 Savage, 2 Chainz, and Future to calling him a colonizer. Context clues go a long way. Drake also made an accusation related to whitelisting, where he said that UMG let influencers post reaction videos using Not Like Us without taking them down for copyright violation. This was a pretty huge deal at the height of the beef because some members of the reaction community thanked Kendrick publicly for allowing them to monetize videos that featured Not Like Us. Drake is saying that UMG again went above and beyond by letting this go down. But some have been very quick to point out the hypocrisy of Drake's accusations. Kai Sinat referred to text that Drake sent him that encouraged him to stay on stream and react in real time to Drake dropping his diss track Family Matters. Drake's lawyers are pretty much accusing UMG of using the exact same playbook that Drake himself used during the beef. I don't know how much Drake is paying for these lawyers, because if we're being for real right now, a high schooler probably could have done a better job than them. One of the biggest questions on everybody's mind is why Drake is using his lawsuit to target UMG instead of Kendrick himself. Given Drake's famously petty persona, it might come as a surprise that he's choosing to sue his record label instead of taking Kendrick to court. Drake's legal team even alleged that UMG suggested Drake would be better off suing Kendrick rather than going after the record company. But given the content of the lawsuit, Drake isn't just suing for defamation of character. The suit's allegations that UMG knowingly illegally sabotage their own artists and use bots to boost the Not Like Us streaming numbers might mean that Drake feels he has a legitimate bone to pick with Universal. In fact, Drake's lawyers explicitly say that this lawsuit is not about the artist who created Not Like Us. It is instead entirely about UMG, the company that decided to publish, promote, exploit, and monetize allegations that it understood were not only false, but dangerous. It's very possible that Drake was afraid that suing Kendrick would make him look soft in the public eye. And realistically, suing Kendrick might even open up Drake to being countersued for the claims he made on songs like Family Matters. Instead, by targeting UMG, Drake can paint a totally different narrative about how he's squaring up with the record label because of unfair business practices. Some have even speculated that the timing of the lawsuit is a play to keep Kendrick from performing Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show. By putting pressure on UMG, Drake might be trying to send a message to the NFL that he's ready to take further legal action if they let Kendrick perform diss tracks during the Super Bowl.
This is so weak to me on Drake's part. He's afraid to sue Kendrick.
But even if Drake isn't directly suing Kendrick, the public response has been absolutely brutal. In one section of the lawsuit, Drake's lawyer cites specific examples of streamers and reaction influencers profiting off Not Like Us. Naming streamers like Kai Cenat, No Life Shack, RDC World, and Ziaz was Drake's way of providing evidence for UMG's alleged whitelisting. But by bringing up streamers in an actual lawsuit, Drake seems to just be generating more enemies. Kai Cenat, who had a personal relationship with Drake, freaked out when he heard his name was dragged into the case. In fact, Kai at first thought he was being sued by Drake. After verifying that his videos were just being used as evidence and that he was not actually the target of the suit, Kai had no problem pointing out how ridiculous Drake's claims were. Drake infamously texted Kai moments before he dropped the music video for Family Matters, encouraging him to stay on stream so he could react to the song in real time.
Yo! Drake just texted me!
Stay on stream.
No Life Shack, meanwhile, had no problem labeling Drake a snitch for bringing up his name in a case. He posted a response called Drake Snitched on Me, where he proceeded to tear Drake apart for targeting the reaction community.
This nigga Drake done snitched on the reaction community. Oh, this gotta be the softest nigga ever, dawg.
RDC decided to be a little more diplomatic when news of the suit dropped, but he still had some pretty tough criticism for how Drake's been moving lately.
This is one thing I learned in my life, bro. The biggest L's come from not knowing how to take an L.
Ziaz and B-Lou were pissed to see their names mentioned and decided to respond by calling a lawyer on stream to explore their options so they could sue Drake for inflicting emotional distress.
How much you think we would be able to get or sue for emotional distress?
You have to prove that it hurt your business.
In fact, the lawsuit inspired B-Lou to jump in the booth and do what Drake should have done, record another diss track. On January 17th, 2 days after the lawsuit dropped, B-Lou put out CPB, Certified Pussy Boy, where he flamed Drake, declaring, and the rest of the hip-hop community certainly feels the same way. The reaction to Drake suing UMG has been almost universally negative, with artists mocking Drake for trying to take a rap beef to a courtroom. When Shannon Sharp asked Wiz Khalifa his thoughts on the case on Club Shay Shay, Wiz let it be known that he wasn't feeling it.
That sounds like a Drake move to me.
Retired rapper and full-time podcaster Joe Budden had all the smoke for Drake, calling him a Karen and accusing him of ruining hip-hop culture.
I just don't like the Karen play both sides. I don't like the aggressor and the victim.
Joe even brought up his own beef with Drake from 2016, where Drake mocked him in the song 4 PM in Calabasas. On July 24th of 2016, a video went viral of self-proclaimed Drake fans running up on Joe's house and chasing his car. Joe accused Drake of egging on and rewarding his fans' behavior and said that he was a hypocrite for trying to sue based on Not Like Us.
Whenever him and I got into whatever we got into and them fans showed up to my house, he incentivized that. He cheered them on. He put them on a public platform. He applauded that behavior.
Joe even brought up Drake's support of Canadian rapper Top 5, who recently beat a murder charge and made public threats to shoot Kendrick Lamar. Joe pointed out that Drake's affiliation with Top 5 pretty much invalidates all that talk about Not Like Us encouraging real-life violence and only further exposes Drake's hypocrisy. Budden even claimed that Drake's court case would be the ultimate downfall of his career.
But no other artist would think about doing it because it's the end of your career. the same way it's going to be the end of his career.
And according to Drake's own lawyers, Joe might be right. In the lawsuit, the lawyers claim that Drake's favorability among fans has plummeted by 11%, while his unfavorable ratings have risen by 13%. And it's safe to say that by taking this beef to trial, Drake is only making himself look worse and worse in the public eye. And when you think about it, when your lawyers are mathematically confirming that you took an L to this degree, you might really be cooked.
I study rap battles for a living.
If you want to know more about how Drake's metrics have taken a hit after his battle with Kendrick, make sure to check out our breakdown of the industry fallout from the battle.